And now, if you're involved, or if not, if you're involved, if you shop online and you're shopping for something outside of this country, there have been changes that have come in over the last number of years, but there's a key change coming in, an important change to customs rules for goods valued at €150 or less purchased from outside the European Union, including Great Britain, which is a key thing for us. The changes are coming in on the 1st of July for all member states, including Ireland, and it will result in online purchases becoming more expensive and will also affect the process for returning goods. With me on the line to talk in more detail about this situation is Ray Ryan, Head of Revenue's National Customs Policies and Procedures Branch. Ray, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
Can you outline, first of all, what is changing? This is a new fees attached to items coming in under €150.
Yeah, so there is a change, and as you mentioned, it's a significant change for anyone that's buying goods or has been buying goods online from outside the EU. So the current process is, if you're buying goods from outside the EU online, there's actually a relief there, so there's no customs duty paid on goods under €150. From the 1st of July 2026, in a few weeks' time, this is changing, so there will actually be customs duty applying, so that relief no longer exists. So customs duties will apply, and the change actually means that it's going to be a set fee for a period of 2 years, so it's going to be at €3 per item. So it's a significant change for anyone that's used to buying online and buying goods for under €150, where there's no customs duty. From now on, it'll be at €3 per item, customs duty charge on it.
And that's not €3 per package. This is €3 per item. So if you were to buy something from England and it had four items in it, four separate products that you were buying, which, you know, people buy the smallest of things now online because it's so efficient and it's totally changed the online e-commerce marketing over the last number of years. You could be paying, €12 on top of whatever you're paying for the items in the first place.
Yeah, that's why it's a significant piece. If you think of this time of year, if you were buying a t-shirt, a pair of shorts, sunglasses and a hat for your holidays, let's say, that's four distinct items, and that would be an additional €12 on top of whatever you paid for the goods if it comes under €150. So it is a significant piece to bear in mind when you're going online purchasing these goods, ensuring that, obviously, if it's coming from outside the EU, that these charges will apply from the 1st of July.
Okay, how will the charges be paid? When will you pay them?
It depends on how the platforms, the online platforms themselves present it. So in some cases, it'll be charged at checkout. So when you go online and it's coming from outside the EU, there should be a clear kind of indication that you're paying customs duty, and it'll be broken down there. So you're paying everything up front as such, that you're paying the duties in advance. Others could be charged on delivery. So on the website itself, it might be clear that there's any customs duty paid. So it could be that when your courier company, your express carrier or on post are going to deliver to you, you'll get a message or information from them to advise that you need to pay it before they can be released to you. So it just depends on how it's being presented by the online platforms themselves. So it is something to be aware of, that when you are online, and I suppose that's the reason for being on this radio, is to make consumers be aware that from the 1st of July these charges may apply. So to ensure that if you are aware that these are coming from, like you said, GB or from outside the EU, that €3 could apply to it.
Yeah, and that means you need to check at the time of purchase, look, how am I going to have to pay for this or what the situation is, so you'll know, you won't be surprised by it when it does come to, if the delivery company is asking you, you got to pay for this before we can deliver to you.
Yeah, and it's like, let's say if you bought from a company before, you're probably aware of where it's coming from, so you know that it's coming from outside the EU. But if you're not certain, check the terms and conditions online, even contact the online platform to confirm where these goods are actually based before you buy them. Just because, like, let's say if you're buying, let's say those four items that we mentioned, if they were under €40, it would be another €12 on top of that. So that's a significant increase in terms of what you'd be expecting to pay.
Okay, tell me about deliveries then. That's also changing in terms of customs duty. It's not refundable. So if you get something, you want to return it, you won't be getting your €3 per item back when you do return it.
No, exactly. So it's like that. If you bought, let's say, three t-shirts and two light colour, your return still applies in terms of you can return the goods, but there's no refund in relation to €3 duty. So essentially, the online platforms will be paying revenue in terms of the duty. That's not a payment directly from an end customer to revenue, but they're not entitled to get that refund, so they may not actually give the refund back to you either. So it's just something to bear in mind that in terms of the refunds, when you're returning these goods, the €3 duty will not apply. Or will not be refunded, sorry.
Okay, and why is this being done, Ray?
It's an overall, I suppose, package in terms of, well, one, customs, but it's also an overall package targeting the e-commerce, the influx of low-value goods into the EU in general. To give you an idea, I think it was less than a billion items in 2019. It's over 5 billion items coming in now in 2025. So it's a huge increase.
5 billion in 5 or 6 years. This is Temu and Shein, two of the higher profile companies, sending all sorts of small value items flooding into the EU, which isn't good from competition point of view, but also even an environmental point of view, I would imagine, as well as part of it.
Yeah, it's that kind of managing the kind of flow of those goods in terms of giving fairness to Irish companies and EU companies that are within the EU single market, ensuring that they have a level playing field in terms of their paying customs duty and bringing in items in bulk, whereas this relief is in place for goods under 150 euros, so it's trying to level it out. The other aspect then is around product safety. Obviously, it's a lot more manageable if goods are coming in bulk from a customs administration point of view, that you can actually examine goods in better and more realistic terms rather than 5 billion individual items coming across the EU and trying to target them. So it's kind of an overall package, and this is kind of the first phase of a number of different changes around the e-commerce and putting more emphasis on platforms having responsibilities rather than customer individuals.
Yeah. Is there an element here, I don't know if you know this, Ray, but will the customs duty be added on goods coming from Northern Ireland? I'd imagine it will.
No. Northern Ireland, I suppose, has that unique place in terms under the Windsor framework. So essentially goods moving between Northern Ireland and Ireland remain the same. There's no charges applicable. If there's goods moving through Northern Ireland into Ireland, there would be duty supplying, but that's a separate thing. But if you're buying from someone that's sending the goods from Northern Ireland, €3 would apply
a final issue, Ray, and imagine you'd be echoing the same warning. On Post have warned that, as with everything these days, you need to be alert for a possible rise in scam texts and emails and everything as criminals, online criminals, look to take advantage of these changes and send people messages saying you owe €3 for this and €3 for that, hoping to get you to give your details or your money to the wrong person.
Yeah, that's definitely something to be wary of. Obviously, it's an ongoing issue, I know, but it's obviously because this kind of €3 has been coming in the 1st of July, it's more in prevalent, I think. And from a revenue perspective, we wouldn't send messages contacting you to pay duties in relation to that. So just be aware of any messages come in that you're sure it's valid, even going back, ignoring the message and contacting the company directly they have bought from to make sure it's valid, or contacting the express company directly rather than kind of replying or giving details over a message.
Yeah, just one issue as well. Is this a minimum fee of €3? Could it be higher depending on the item, or is it €3 on everything under 150?
It's €3 on every item under 150 euros. So that's for the period of 2 years. So following that, then there will be the percentage rates that are kind of normal customs duty rates will apply again. But for a period of 2 years, it's going to be the set fee of €3.
So you have a VAT, you may have to pay VAT as well, and there's also an Unpost Customs Administration fee of €6.95, but that's per package, that's there already, so that'll all have to be worked out by the consumer in relation to these products.
Exactly, yeah, so express carriers and Post, they all have their own individual charges for completing the declarations and that kind of processing the goods as such, and then you'd have to take into account that previously you may have paid VAT on something under 150 euros, but you wouldn't be paying customs duty. So it is increasing it that way as well. So if you're used to buying online for low value goods that are under 150 euros, there is going to be a change in terms of what you're going to be paying. So it's more than likely higher.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, Ray, that's interesting. Thanks for letting us know what's coming in and why it's coming in, and for warning us about that, because that's something a lot of people may not be aware of coming in on the 1st of July. But thanks for talking to us in the program this morning.
Thanks very much, Sherry. Take care.
There you go. That's the Ray Ryan there, Head of Revenues, National Customs Policies and Procedures Branch, talking about that change on Post. Again, warning as well, be alert for possible rise in scam text around these new EU custom charges coming into force on July 1st. And this is the EU's response to try and stop the absolute tidal wave of cheap, small item goods coming in from particularly Asia through companies like Shein and Temu that have gone from 1 billion to 5 billion items per year in 2026. Less than 1 billion in 2019, 5 billion now. They're trying to level the playing field. It's good news for Irish e-commerce businesses. Bad news for UK businesses, another outcome of Brexit for them in terms of trying to export into the EU. Now everything they have under 150 will face this €3 customs charge plus VAT, plus perhaps maybe a handling fee that will radically increase the cost of these items. And if you're getting packages, and a lot of people have gotten used to this, maybe five or six small items in these packages coming out at a great deal, inverted commas, all the way from Shenzhen in China or wherever it is that the warehouse is or the manufacturing base is, well, now it's going to attract a heavy fee per item, which would be sometimes maybe, you know, a quarter or a third of the cost of the item itself added on top. So I wonder how that will change the e-commerce world, and will it contribute to people looking and saying, well, look, no, I'm going to actually buy from within the EU now. Give us your thoughts on it. What do you think? 0667123666. New customs fees coming in on the 1st of July that everyone needs to be aware of. And again, just that warning there from Unpost alongside that, that there probably will be a charge an increase in scam texts coming through warning you that there are new fees, you have to pay them, click on this link, and all of a sudden your money is gone or your details are gone to a fraudulent operator. So be aware of that as well.